In this part, we have four stories involving either running or walking, and all for very good causes. We start with the Race for Life held last weekend.
Names of loved ones who bravely fought cancer and others whose battle is still ongoing filled Norfolk Showground last weekend as thousands of runners took part in Race for Life in their honour. Dressed in pink and for many covered in mud, the almost 5,000 runners who took part were met by either cloud and drizzle or hot spring sunshine. Rachel Parrott, East Anglia Area Events Manager for Cancer Research UK, said it had been an absolutely incredible weekend. "This has been one of the happiest, most community-led Race for Life events I've organised," she said. "The ladies came out in force and the event had a real local feel with a huge amount of community spirit." She said that 2,500 people took part on Saturday, with another 2,400 doing so on Sunday. Though it is too early to tell how much was raised over the weekend, Mrs. Parrott said the charity aimed to reach the £400,000 mark. Many of those running said they knew too many people who had been affected by cancer. A group of 12 colleagues from Elmham Surgery in North Elmham took part in Saturday's muddy course, including Amanda Hillary. She said, "My mum-in-law fought cancer 7 times and it was the 8th that beat her. I've lost my stepbrother, 2 very close family friends, too many people." Sarah Lucas from Wyndham lost her sister Holly to cancer 6 years ago. She has run the Race for Life ever since. "It's a nice thing to be able to do, to know you're contributing in some way," she said. "It's been hard for our family and we've lost other people. So many families are facing the same thing. Coming here is really moving."
Waiters and waitresses created plenty of thrills and spills after competing in a quick city centre race. Just over 60 people from businesses across Norwich dashed between the Library Restaurant on Guildhall to the War Memorial on St Peter's Street while carrying 2 plastic glasses and a water bottle on a tray. The race, which took under 5 minutes and included 11 teams, was a first for Norwich and celebrated National Waiters' Day, highlighting the role of front-of-house staff in the hospitality industry. Tommy Dade from Helston, who works at Norwich Theatre Royal, won the race. Second place went to Greg Sheldrake from Wyndham, who works at the Assembly House. And Stuart Duffield from The Madder Kitchen came in third place. Jane Raffles, owner of the Library Restaurant, said, "The race was put on to highlight the wonderful job which waiters and waitresses do. For a long time, the emphasis has been on chefs. There is a shortfall of 230,000 staff in the hospitality industry across Britain. Hospitality is vital in Norwich, and the race was a bit of fun." She added the race, which she hopes will become an annual competition in the city, would bring the important jobs of waiters and waitresses to the forefront.
Two Norwich men are preparing themselves for the extreme task of walking 40 miles for 5 days in a row to raise money for those who may never be able to walk. Neil Mitchell, 44, and Shane Lutkin, 60, are walking Wainwright's Coast to Coast Trail in June. The 200-mile trip across the Lake District and north of England would normally take 2 weeks to complete, but the pair will be attempting the walk in just 5 days. The challenge is to raise funds for Care for Clare, a charity at Complex Needs School, the Clare School on South Park Avenue, which is raising money for a new hydrotherapy pool. Mr. Mitchell's 9-year-old daughter, Kristen, has hypotonic cerebral palsy and attends the school. Kristen and other pupils with disabilities are able to enjoy weightlessness movement in water, but the pool they currently use is too cold and not built for specialist disabled use.
An 8-mile walk on a warm summer's day around the Norfolk countryside would be enough to make anyone a bit peckish. But thankfully, those embarking on a popular charity fundraising Walk with a Fork event near Norwich will be able to grab a few treats along the way to help keep them going. The event at Kimberley Hall on Sunday, May the 14th, has become the flagship fundraiser for Ormiston families, with money going to help young people in challenging circumstances. And as well as raising money from ticket sales of £23 per person, people will be able to indulge in snacks provided by local food and drinks producers along the route. This year's suppliers include Woodford's Brewery, Wynn Hill Norfolk Cider, Wild Night English Vodka, Crush Foods, Essence Foods, Fairfield's Farm Crisps, The Fruit Pig Company, and Algie's Popcorn. Gavin Lamb, Relationship and Events Manager at Ormiston Families, said, "We are delighted with the success that Walk with a Fork has had over the years, and are especially pleased to be bringing the event back to Kimberley Hall this year. We always look forward to Walk with a Fork and enjoying all of the great local food and drink from East Anglia and the beautiful scenery of the countryside, all while raising vital funds which allow us to continue our work with children, young people and families throughout the region."